Welcome to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm, and Redbud Physical Therapy.
Welcome to the halftime here at Union Tuttle Stadium. 45-7, the Redskins lead Edmund North. Rick Corey with Zach Jones. Down on the field is Doc Blevins. He's going to be talking to Rudy Garcia, the men's basketball coach here at Union, as our halftime guest. As, of course, it's that time again. University of Tulsa, as a matter of fact, playing a benefit game tonight, or, pardon me, an exhibition game. They win tonight 95-65 over Northeastern. And was also part of Trimble Strong. And tomorrow at TU, when they take on UConn at 6 o'clock, $5 of every ticket sold will go to the Trimble Strong Foundation. Here, the Strong team, Zach, has been the Union Redskins. We've talked many times in the last few weeks about Union really trying to establish their run game. They were denied on a 4th and 2 right up the middle by Darius Boone. Really, other than that, everything has pretty much gone their way tonight.
Yeah, they've been pretty unstoppable, and I think probably towards the end of the half maybe just lost a little focus, but at the beginning of the half really came out firing. Did a great job by in the passing game early, then they established a little bit of the run, and then they came back to the pass. So I can't say that they're fired up on all cylinders, but they're really kind of establishing themselves, and like we talked about, really the most important thing is being able to run when you want to and throw when you have to.
And that's the thing that this team has just not been able to establish quite that yet this year. Now, you've been a quarterback and a receiver. Early this year, it was clear in the last 2 years that Peyton Thompson had all kinds of talent. He was missing throws here and there. He had receivers dropping throws here and here. The last 2 weeks, he's been as good as any quarterback I've seen this year anywhere, as good as any I've seen last year. His receivers are catching balls. Guys are doing the right things. What's the difference?
Well, we talked about that early in the season, and early in the season, they talked about him really with new talent, right? And some of that is just timing. You've got to get your guys down for even just the short routes, like a hitch route, and you practice all summer, but really it's not the full game speed. And so the speed of the hitches, the speed of the outs, and even the small stuff, and then that deep ball. The deep ball is one you can't practice unless you're going 100 mile an hour, because you can throw deep balls all day and slow down and catch them. But then you start there, a pressure in your face, and all that's coming together. So that just takes time, and game speed really kind of starts to slow down for a quarterback. He's done a really good job of late, really, establishing that he can sit back there and be comfortable. Something that he's done also that I've missed the last couple of games, you said he's running the ball. He's got to be able to be a little bit nimble to keep him honest, because if he moves up in the pocket, you're going to pull some other DBs off of the play and really just kind of create for yourself. So it's just time really is all it is to mesh.
So tell me, as a quarterback or a receiver, is it harder to get used to that other guy? Glenn Dobbs used to tell me, the great University of Tulsa quarterback and played, of course, professional football. He used to tell me the guys had a hard time adjusting to him because he threw the ball so hard. He called it a heavy ball. So is it easier for a quarterback to adjust to a receiver or a receiver to adjust to a quarterback?
So for me, a little bit different, because I did play quarterback first and then switched to receiver. I could adjust to the ball. So if I had a left-handed quarterback or right hand, which is also another thing, the ball spinning in opposite direction, you just make a small adjustment. Mentally, it's not that big a deal. Some guys, it throws them off their game completely. So for me, I think it was easier as a receiver because it was just simple to do. But I would say the other side of the ball, quarterback, you just throw to your spot, right? So you don't have to adjust to them. They have to adjust to you. And so as a quarterback, I think it's much easier for them to adjust. But again, you're doing calculations, little things here and there. But I think the answer there is quarterback's easier to adjust. Receiver just has to get used to the timing.
The only thing for those quarterbacks, they're throwing to 4 or 5 different guys, and all of them come out of breaks different. All of them run routes different. Everybody's supposed to do the same thing, but that's different. Not everybody, guys round off a route. That's different than a guy that snaps right. One off. And that's got to make it hard. But Peyton has been just nails here those last couple of weeks. All right, 45-7, Redskins lead. We're going to take a break. We come back. Doc Blevins will be downstairs with our halftime guest. That is Rudy Garcia, the head basketball coach at Union. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Getting stuck without heat during fall or winter? That's cold. Your friends at PSO recommend getting your home's ducts inspected before cold weather hits. For more helpful tips and tricks, visit powerforwardwithpso.com.
It's time to get that leaky faucet fixed and that stopped-up drain cleaned. Who are you going to call? There are many plumbers out there, but you want to know who is the best. Roto-Rooter is family-owned and operated and has the most trained plumbers in the area. When you call, you will get a live customer service representative, and when the Roto-Rooter plumber shows up at your door, you will get a clean, uniformed, trained plumber that has undergone drug testing and background screening. Roto-Rooter can solve all of your plumbing, sewer, and drain cleaning problems.
They will fix your leaky faucet, clear the clog in your tub, and cut out the roots in your main sewer line. A customer may have been told that any roots in their sewer line mean that line has to be replaced. Roto-Rooter specializes in cutting roots out and treating with environmentally safe herbicide to help the roots from growing back. They have camera equipment that can visually inspect the condition of the line so the customer only has to replace it if it is seriously damaged. Roto-Rooter has a very high rate of repeat customers because they provide the best, most cost-effective solution to all customers. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't hesitate to call Roto-Rooter.
Get the new cashback card from TTCU. And get money back each time you shop. Introducing the new cashback card from TTCU Federal Credit Union. Get up to 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Shop, cash back, repeat. With all the stuff you have to buy, that'll really add up. TTCU. Life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Sean Copeland, CEO of Regent Bank. Please be sure to tune in on Mondays for our weekly banking update with KRMG morning host Dan Potter.
Regent Bank is Tulsa's business bank. Call them today, 918-488-0788, or like Regent Bank on Facebook. Member FDIC.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium here at the half, Redskins leading 45-7 over the Edmond North Huskies. Down on the field is Doc Blevins, and he's got a special guest because, Doc, it's not just football season, it's basketball season, too.
Well, the first scrimmage is Monday evening against Central High School, going to be over at the ninth grade gym, get that preseason stuff started. Rudy Garcia in his 24th year as head coach of the Union Redskins, his 30th year here at Union, and I like to point out he's also a former University of Arkansas Razorback pitcher for Norm DeBryan, and that's probably the most important thing. But anyway, Rudy, still enjoying it as much as you used to?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's each year there's new challenges, and this is a year that, you know, there's a lot of challenges with this group. This first year, we've never had a full-time starter back, so we've got two guys that were part-time starters, so it's a new challenge and some uncharted waters, I guess. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. The kids have been working hard. And, you know, every year, like I said, it's a new season. And this time of year, when the weather gets cold and the leaves start to turn and start to fall, then you know it's basketball season. So it's time to get going. And Monday gives us a chance to see somebody else.
Well, you've got some guys that did start some last year or play quite a bit. Those guys obviously are going to be the ones that have to step up and lead. And then I assume you got some hungry young guys that want to prove what they can do.
Yeah, you know, Larry King is and Ira Richardson, those two guys played a lot last year and started, you know, a few times. So we're expecting a lot of things. Ira's had to have a little surgery on his hand, had an injury and things, and we'll probably get him back in late November, early December. So, but we count on those two to be leaders for us. They've been in the wars. You know, Seth Shagwell is one of those young guys, you know, that got all kinds of talent and ability, and you know, we're going to expect some great things from him. Micah Lovett, junior point guard, you know, should be able to run the show for us. And Josh Williams, a kid that's been hurt for a couple years. Nobody really knows about him. Very athletic senior. And then Quentin Harvey's another senior inside. And then Nehemiah Boykins, who's a junior player. You know, so those guys are, you know, probably some of the main guys with some others around them. You know, Dexter Jones and, you know, Mason Mecki and R.J. Forney and, you know, those kind of guys are, like you said, are hungry, young guys that, you know, working hard right now, and hopefully they'll continue to improve as we go, and we'll be able to put a good product on the floor.
In a situation like this where you've got a lot of young players that are going to have to contribute in some way, does this sometimes lead you to play a few more players and give a lot more people a look because you're developing those young guys?
Yeah, I think this is a year. You know, I think, you know, some people think we're in a rebuilding mode, and we never feel like we're rebuilding. We just kind of feel like we reload because, you know, I think we feel like we do a good job with our sophomore and JV program of getting those kids playing time at that level to develop them. When it is their time, they're ready to go. And early in the year, it will be, especially this month of scrimmages, playing a lot of guys, trying to see who can do what, who's going to fit where, and who plays well together. And so, you know, you can do those things in practice, but until you see somebody else, you really don't know how those kids are going to respond. And so, like you said, it's going to probably be a lot of bodies in and out, trying to find the right guys and give guys an opportunity to prove whether or not they can get it done for us.
Now, a little shifting around on our coaching staff. I know Coach Peeker left us, and who are your varsity guys now?
You know, Steve Gary's still with me, and Mark Ritter. I didn't, you know, like I said, Coach Peeker is not here, but we didn't fill that spot at this time, you know. But Mark and Steve have been with me for a while now, and you know, two great coaches, guys that I can, trust to do. You know, they've been around Union basketball. They know what the program stands for. And I was gone at the beginning of the year. I had back surgery, so they had to start the year without me, and then I came back. And so, they didn't miss a beat because they know what the program's about. And to have those kind of guys in place that you can trust to do that, it's a tremendous asset for me.
Do those guys coach your JV and your sophomores?
Yes, Mark coaches the sophomore team and also assists with the JV, and then Coach Geary's the head JV coach this year and things. And so, like I said, they do a great job interacting with the kids and teaching the game of basketball. They have a passion for it, and it's guys that, you know, I saw something today on Twitter where a guy said, you know, I'm the head coach and I like being a head coach, but, you know, the assistant coaches are the guys that make it happen. You know, they're the guys that you rely on to, you know, get in the trenches and teach what you need them to teach. And without good quality assistant coaches, I wouldn't be, in the spot that I'm in or have the success, or the program wouldn't have the success if it wasn't for those guys.
You know, I want to bring up something about Union basketball that I think about sometimes. I've been announcing since a long time ago. Coach Dobbins was coach when I came here. And, I think it was Ron Sumner that really got the youth program going, that whole Union elementary kid basketball thing. And that program has really developed a lot of really good players for you.
And it does. It introduces kids at a young age to the game of basketball. And those kids kind of find out it's a fun game to play. They fall in love with it. And it helps develop those kids at a younger age, start learning some fundamentals about how to play the game. And, you know, right now, I think obviously, when the Thunder came to Oklahoma, the popularity of basketball even grew, and kids wanting to play. They want to be the next Westbrook or KD or whoever. And so they, a lot more kids out playing and out on the playgrounds and things, and, a lot more youth involvement tournament-wise and kids getting out and playing during the summers. You know, that the summer stuff's really grown. It's something the kids need to do to play, to develop, and it's going to continue to grow, and the kids are going to continue to get better.
Now, do you have camps in the summertime that incorporate those kids, the early ages?
Yes, we run our little kids' camps during the summer, and usually in June, for a couple weeks there in June, and usually get a pretty good turnout of kids, and it's fun to, start working with those kids when they're in first and second grade, because, a lot of those guys, you see them end up, you see who ends up making the high school team, and those little kids start to see our kids and look up to them and want to be a part of the Redskin program, and that's where it all starts, with those little guys coming to camp and getting to work with them and teach them a little bit more about the game and just what it means to be a Union Redskin.
You know, I get to interact with those little ones a little bit because I introduced the ball boys, and you have different ones from that program running out with the team.
Yeah, my wife, she's kind of handles all that as far as trying to, during camp, she picks the kids and she draws names, and those kids get an opportunity to spend time with the team in pregame and come in at halftime and sit on the bench with them and just see what it's all about and the excitement they have. And obviously they get to listen to me talk a little bit. Sometimes, it might be a little more animated if things aren't going well, but it's good to get those kids out and get them in the locker room with the guys. And our kids like to see them and like to interact with them. And like I said, even at camp, work with them. Because I know, like when Mo, my son, was working camp, there's kids that always wanted to be him to be their counselor. And so they if they keep coming to camp, they see those same kids and they remember them and they want to come out and watch them and see them play. So it's always fun for our guys.
And I've watched your camp, and you teach fundamentals, and that's the important thing. It's not all just fun stuff, but dribbling and passing and the important stuff.
Yeah, it's not the fun stuff, and the kids think it's the boring stuff, but you have to have a basic fundamental understanding of the game and skill level and teach those things for those kids to have a good base so as they come through, they become a good player or they know what they're supposed to be doing, and then it makes it a little bit easier as they get older.
Okay. This will be a team that probably will get better and better because of their youth, and by playoff time hope to be where you need to be. But you don't have a lot of luxury within our conference because we start play so early. So when do we open, and who do we open with?
Well, we have Jinx on December 4th. We have first home game of the year, and then we go to Durant, and then we got Broken Arrow, I know we have Booker T before the break. They're in our conference this year, and like you said, our conference is a very competitive conference, and night in and night out, you're going to have to be ready to play. And so, you don't have a ease into the season moment. So these guys are going to have to get ready from the get-go. And like you said, though, I think as the season progresses, we're going to get better. And usually that's our teams do tend to get better as we go, and we start making adjustments and some things we can and can't do early. And then, like I said, finding that rotation that works well together and who needs to be the guys at the end to help get us back to the state tournament.
Well, it'll be fun to have Booker T in the conference. We've had some great games with them over the years, and I thought that was a good addition to the Frontier Conference.
Yeah, like you said, we have had some great games with them throughout the years, and I think they're going to probably start five Division I players. So, it's going to be a challenge, and our guys, but it's always one that you look forward to. And, it's going to help you down the road, like you said, trying to get ready to get to the state tournament and let our guys know what we got to do and where we got to, what things we have to get better at.
Okay, now, I want to just point out something. You're not only the dean of the boys basketball coaches in the Frontier Conference, but you are probably Eastern Oklahoma dean of the coaches, and did some of the others kind of call you sometime trying to get a little information, or hey, you've been along, the younger coach saying, you've been around here a long time, hey, how do you handle this or that?
And you do have some guys, and as coaches, there's not a whole lot of secrets. It's just a matter of who does what, who can do what they do best and see if they can do it better than the other person. And you will have some people that will ask some things that we do and how we do it and try to learn. And, which is, it's good to give back, especially to young coaches that are trying to learn a little bit more and become a better coach in what they're doing and things. So, we try to mentor our junior high coaches and try to get them to understand how to coach a game of basketball and teaching those young kids down there. So, we're always open to helping anybody if they need any assistance. Yep.
Rudy, in my opinion, there's no better place to watch a high school game than the UMAC. If people come out and check it out, they'll keep coming back. It's a good show. It's a lot of fun. And I hope a lot of people come out and check out your team this year.
Yeah, the UMAC's a great place to watch a game. There's plenty of room. It's exciting. There's always something going on during the game, as far as just the atmosphere is great. And our kids deserve people to get out and watch them, because, like I said, they work hard all year and they want to do well. And I think if they come out and watch us, then we can put a good product on the floor. And I think it's something, like you said, they'll keep coming back once they see them play.
Rudy, thanks for being with us. Rudy Garcia, the head basketball coach here at Union. And it's 45-7 at halftime here, so we're looking for an interesting second half. Back up to Rick.
Thank you very much, Doc Blevins. Good to hear from Rudy Garcia as Union begins to get underway. And I agree with Doc. It is really a lot of fun watching a game at the UMAC. As a matter of fact, back in the old days when ORU was in a couple of different conferences, they played their tournament here a couple of years. MidCon was here. I mean, they were wonderful. It's just a wonderful place to play. If you've never done it, come in and see the Redskins play or come see their team the Redskins is playing play. But either way, come on out here. So we'll come back with the first half highlights, and we'll also have our stats in a moment. 45-7 Redskins lead here over Edmond North. Second half kickoff a couple of minutes away on KRMG.
Quality, reliability, resale value, and safety. That's why for years, smart Oklahomans have been buying Toyotas at Jim Norton Toyota. Hey, do the research, and you'll see that Toyota's low cost of ownership is legendary. Matter of fact, when it comes to resale value, the top three vehicles in 2018, they're all Toyotas. And who sells more Toyotas than any dealer in Oklahoma? Jim Norton Toyota. And we've done it every year for the last 22 years in a row. So come on in to Jim Norton Toyota and see why the 2018 Tacoma and Tundras have the best resale values. Check out the 4Runner. You'll see the same thing. Look, Toyotas are a great investment because they not only have a low price, maintenance cost, fuel cost, and resale value make Toyota the brand with the super low cost of ownership. But don't take my word for it. You do the research. Then visit Jim Norton Toyota, Oklahoma's number one volume Toyota dealer, 9809 South Memorial, where T-Town gets Toyota. According to year-to-date sales 2017, see dealer for details.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
Like many Tulsa natives, Oklahoma's Central Credit Union charts its own course. Unlike big banks who cater to shareholders, we cater to you and your unique financial hopes and dreams. Our Oklahoma Central team will get to know you, listen to your needs, and help you chart the course to your financial goals, whether it's saving for a down payment on your first home, going to college, or ensuring that your retirement lives up to your dreams. We're here to help. Find out what makes us different at oklahomacentral.creditunion. Federally insured by NCUA.
Since 1935, Roto-Rooter, the nation's oldest and largest sewer drain cleaning company, has been servicing the metro area with the highest quality plumbing and drain service. Roto-Rooter is a franchise that is owned and operated by a local family. We can offer you the benefits of a nationwide company with a prompt service at a fair price and the personal guarantee that you can only get from a family business.
Hi, I'm Kyle Brierly. Our franchise started as a one-man operation over 30 years ago, and today I can proudly say that I'm also continuing to see that Roto-Rooter offers quality plumbing, sewer, and drain service. My father and I are carrying on the family tradition of professional quality service, and together we have grown to employ over 36 of the area's most exceptional licensed plumbers. We have worked hard to gain your trust and will continue to take care of all your plumbing needs.
For fast, dependable service, look for Roto-Rooter in your white pages or go to Roto-Rooter.com and click on scheduling.
Colorado.